This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia came under pressure at the UN Security Council from its ally China and developing countries as well as Western nations to avert a global food crisis and quickly revive Ukrainian grain shipments. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo says that Russia's attacks on Ukraine's port facilities on the Black Sea are courting disaster.
Any risk of conflict spillover as a result of a military incident in the Black Sea, whether intentional or by accident, must be avoided at all costs, as this could result in potentially catastrophic consequences to us all.
Moscow was also criticized by the UN and council members Friday for attacking Ukrainian Black Sea ports after it pulled out of the year-old grain deal on Monday. South Korea's military says North Korea fired several cruise missiles around 4 a.m. local time toward the sea to the west of the Korean Peninsula Saturday. More from VOA Steve Miller.
This would be North Korea's latest missile launch since it fired two ballistic missiles on Wednesday as Pyongyang and Washington step up displays of military force in a standoff of the isolated country's nuclear weapons and missile programs. North Korea also warned Thursday that deployment of U.S. aircraft carriers, bombers, or missile submarines in South Korea could meet criteria for its use of nuclear weapons. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A prominent hardline Russian nationalist who accused President Vladimir Putin of weakness in Ukraine has been arrested on charges of extremism, a signal that the Kremlin has toughened its approach with hawkish critics after last month's abortive rebellion by the Wagner mercenary couple. Igor Strykov